So I was thinking as I was preparing this lesson, at our house, we have a rule that when you come in the house, you have to take your shoes off. And I have my shoes for the house that don't leave the house, and then I have my shoes that leave. And so when the grandkids come over, a lot of times the babies especially, they have these little ring boots that they like. And so I don't even remember who started this, probably one of my daughters. And so they took one of the kids, Wednesday Night Kids songs, and they made a little song, and it's "Get Your Boots On, Whoa, Get Your Boots On, Whoa." So we sing this to them as they're putting their boots on or taking them off, because they know at grandma's house that they have to take their shoes off. All right, so I want you to look at the bottom of your shoe. If you can do that without a huge, I know some of us can get that leg up a little, don't touch it. But I want you to look at the bottom of your shoe. They look pretty good. Maybe you've got some dirt you want to knock off, anything. Maybe a rock wedged in your heel, or for the most part, your shoes probably don't look too bad. I hold mine up. I don't see much on the bottom of that shoe. However, they research everything. They study everything. And they have studied the bottoms of your shoes. And did you know that the bottom of your shoes can have as much as 440,000 parts or units of bacteria? Oh, we all need to go to the bathroom right now. Yeah. Your shoes can tell us where you've been. Now, forensics is not quite this far developed, but they're getting there. They're looking that there's going to be a day they can take the bottom of a shoe and they can tell where that shoe has been. Now, if you've been in a public bathroom, there's probably something on the bottom of your shoe that you don't want to talk about or even think about. If you've been in a restaurant, when you're walking and your feet are kind of sticking as you're walking, guess what? That goes home with you. If you have a dog, and you've been outside in the yard, guess what? Probably some of that is sticking to the bottom of your shoe. You may not see it. Oh, you wipe it off really. Okay, we're good. But there's still trace amounts of bacteria on the bottom of your shoe. How many is going to take their shoes off when they get home? Did I win anybody over? So actually, I was reading that there's a small pilot study that's began just a few years ago to show that germs on personal belongings, such as your shoes and your phone, can actually be a useful way of tracing your whereabouts, where you've been. And they're really looking for this to be a help in future forensic investigations. So in Ecclesiastes 5:1, we read a scripture, if you'd like to turn there, that prompted the thoughts about what's on the bottom of your shoe. And my lesson is, are you keeping your foot? So the scripture says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools." So keep your foot is a metaphor, and the word metaphor actually means a saying, a way of saying, watch where you're stepping, watch how you live. Where your foot goes, your whole body's going. I don't see anybody's feet and shoes walking without them. If that was, that would be interesting, and I think we all have to stop and watch. So where the foot goes, the body goes. So you need to watch. Keep your foot. Watch where it's walking. Where have your feet been lately? So think about preparing for church this morning. What did you do to get ready for church? Well, you probably showered either this morning or last night, washed up or something. You probably got clean clothes out. If you really like to iron, you probably ironed. We don't like to iron at our house. I don't like to iron, so that's a fault. You might put dinner in the crock pot. My dear husband put dinner in the crock pot this morning. Preparation for coming to the church service. You might make sure there's enough gas in the car. You might make sure that your purse is stocked up with gum and mints. All these things that we got to have, right? We got to have this when we get to church. But did anybody keep your foot before you came to church? Did you check on your foot? Did you keep it? Did you prepare your foot for church? I mean, you might have put shoes on or socks or something like that, but did you keep your foot? Well, Sister Sherry, I have no idea what you mean. Good. I hope you're going to learn. So, have you ever come to church, and do not raise your hand because I don't want to embarrass you, but probably all of us could say yes, and said, "Oh, I really didn't get much out of that today. I didn't really understand the message, and really wasn't my favorite singers or my favorite song. I didn't understand that song." We're human, and so we probably have thought that, okay? It doesn't sound very nice, so we don't like to admit it. No, I don't want to admit that I have thought those thoughts, but sometimes we just like go home and like, what in the world just happened? I don't understand. I didn't get much out of the service. Some people have said it was too boring, it was too long, it was too hot, it was too cold, it was too loud, it was too soft. It was too much. Consider this. We've had a real dry spell and the ground is really hard outside and we see rain come and we're like, oh good, boy, that garden, my yard really needs this rain. And we go outside and we just see these little rivers that have run off, the water runs off. Why did it run off? Why did it not soak in to the ground? Because the ground was hard. It wasn't prepared. It wasn't ready. Next spring, when it's time to plant a garden, Brother Steve's going to go out and he's going to till it up or have somebody till it up for us and prepare that ground. Maybe our heart needs to be prepared. Keep thy foot means prepare it. Get ready. Be careful. Actually, it means to step carefully, thoughtfully. Think about what you're to do. I have a friend that occasionally we take a walk through her cow pasture out to her pond where she's got a cute little bench and we sit there and we watch the birds and who knows else what. And so we're walking through the cow pasture. What do you think I'm doing if I'm keeping my foot?
Watching where you step.
I'm watching where I step. I don't step in it. Sometimes we step in it, figuratively speaking. And so to keep your foot, watch where you're stepping. Be careful. Don't step in it, whatever it is that gets you in trouble. Remember, your shoes carrying that bacteria back with you. Now, the verse tells us, why do we need to keep our foot when we go to the church of God? When we go to the house of God? When we go to church? Why is it important we keep our foot? Whatever that means, because we're going to learn that. To be more ready to hear. So maybe when we come to church and we say, I didn't get much out of that, and it seemed kind of boring, and I didn't understand what was being preached. Maybe it's something to do with how we kept our foot before we came to church. Kind of makes sense to me if one is be more ready to hear us hear and keep thy foot on the other side of this equation of this scripture, they might have something to do with each other. Solomon was a very wise man. He didn't just throw them in there because he needed to fill space. So, Old Testament Israel, in Exodus chapter 19, God says, Moses, I'm going to come talk to the people. I've got something to say. And when we come to church, that's kind of like what God's doing. He's saying, Church of God, I got something to say. So what did God tell Moses the people needed to do before this happened? They needed to be sanctified or made holy. Well, what does that look like? 2 days before God shows up, they had to start preparing. They had to wash their clothes. They had to wash their bodies. They had to abstain from any worldly pleasures, anything that might make them unclean, any worldly business. They were getting ready to go and hear what God had to say. In a way, they were keeping their foot. They're keeping their feet out of the wrong places. They were preparing to hear. And so the spiritual lesson that I thought about as I thought about where our shoes have been in the scripture in Ecclesiastes. Where has your foot been this week? Of course, everywhere your foot goes, your body goes, your mind goes, your thinking goes. But if we could apply spiritual forensics to your spiritual foot, has your foot been stepping in something unhealthy? Consider your tracks when you're on the internet, when you're texting, when you're hanging out with friends, and your thought life. What tracks are you leaving? Where are your feet going? Your figurative feet, so to speak. I'm not talking about literal feet now. I'm talking about you as you go through life, where you're at, where is that foot you're supposed to be keeping? Have you been stepping in anything that's tracking in to worship? Sometimes, young people, after Young People's is over on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and we put the chairs away, there's like dirt on the floor, and we're like, whoa, somebody had dirt on their shoes. They tracked it in. They probably didn't even realize it. They tracked it in. Where have your feet been this week that might be tracking in with you to worship? Keep your foot. Has your foot been stepping in something? What might that bacteria on your spiritual foot look like? Have you been disobedient to parents? It comes into church with you. Have you had a bad attitude towards somebody? Parents, teachers, coworkers, boss, friends, school bus driver, you name it, dog, next door neighbor. that tracks into church with you. Imagine walking into church and you just got these clods of dirt and this bacteria on your shoes because you've been walking through this all week long. Do you have bitterness? Been walking through bitterness this week? It's on your shoes. If you're supposed to be keeping your foot when you come to church, it's on that foot. Have you been lazy in your personal devotions? It's on your foot. You've got some residue, something unclean on your shoe, and it's tracking into worship. And this has hit me so strong. We come into church and we think, oh my, why am I not getting anything out of it? What we bring into church with us? What's on the bottom of our foot? Your foot has not been kept if you've done any of these things. You're not more ready to hear, like the scripture says. You're less ready to hear because of all the stuff that you've been walking through this week. In Isaiah 6 and 9, God says, "Hear ye indeed, but you understand not. And see ye indeed, but you perceive not." Why could they not hear and perceive? Because they were sinful, complaining, determined to live their way. So when God came and spoke to them, they couldn't even hear it. It don't make a lot of sense. I don't like what I'm hearing. I'm not getting anything out of it, Lord. Bad connection here. Try again later. And I read somewhere online it said, fruitful, that means something that's actually going to accomplish something. Fruitful and acceptable, that means something that God's going to say, yes, I accept it. Fruitful and acceptable worship begins before it begins. That means before we get into church and we sit down and we go, okay, whew, I'm here, ready to worship. We should have been keeping our foot long before we ever walked into the church building. Now you hear about the foot doctor. You hear advertisements for the foot doctor. You got a problem with your foot, you go to the foot doctor. So let's maybe have a spiritual checkup. Let's go to the foot doctor. And let's think about where has our foot and our mind and our body been last week. Think about this. Where was your foot at last night when it was time to go to bed? The older I get, the more sleep I require, which is kind of aggravating, but I used to be quite a night owl. But I find that if I get about 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I get so much more out of the church service. Isn't that crazy how that works? So were you up too late or did you get enough sleep? Because without sufficient sleep, our minds are dull. That means we can't take in what was being said. Our emotions are flat. Everybody's getting blessed. I don't understand what everybody's so excited about. What's because you're tired? You should have got more sleep last night. And our fuses are short. Okay, I don't have to explain that one. I think you know what that means. Were you up too late? Where was your foot at this morning? Did you oversleep? Why does it say that you got up on the wrong side of the bed, especially if you've ever slept? Because everything goes wrong from there on out. It's just the rest of the day is just a mess because you overslept. That might be because you went to bed too late. Where was your foot at? This morning when you got up and you were getting ready for church, did you check your social media? Did you check the news? Did you read a non-spiritual book? Were you listening to some music that wasn't gospel Christian music? I'm not saying those things are wrong. But if that's what your foot's walking through on the way to church, don't be surprised if that's what's on the bottom of your soul, of your foot, when you come into church. And you can't really absorb what's being said because you've still got stuff on the sole of your foot or in your heart or in your mind, so to speak. So does that stuff track in with you to Sunday school? If right on the way into Sunday school you're checking social media, oh my word, do you know what just happened here? What they just said, what they're wearing, and you go into Sunday school. Okay, let's pray, and we're going to discuss the apostles in the book of Acts. And you're like, and I just can't believe what I just saw on social media, and I wish they would stop that, and I wish that I'm going to have to tell somebody. You have no idea what's going on with the Acts of the Apostles because you're still shaking all that dirt off your shoe that you walked through on your way into church. I have been just as guilty as anyone else, and this has been such a challenge to me. Do you have a casual attitude about church? Think about this. Where was your foot as you walked into the church building? Where was your foot? Oh my word, I have to just be at church again. We go to, you know, it's better when we had online services. I could at least have church in my pajamas with my coffee. And you grouch on the way in. And I had to try 5 outfits on, and I'm just really depressed about that. And I wish so-and-so would be at church because they, you know, I need to talk to them. And are you looking to be entertained? Well, I hope it's a really good service today because, you know, I was kind of bored the last time I was here. How are you walking into church? That's going to track in with you. And it's going to affect your worship. And we're human. We have crazy thoughts come in. We have to work to get them out. I don't know about you, but I got some real winners come in my brain sometimes. Like, enough. Did you come in with a chip on your shoulder? If one more person comments on my black eye, I am just going to, if one more person says something about my shoes not matching. One time I went in the nursery and the sister, just a thrill. She was just always upbeat. And she had a green shoe on and a blue shoe on. Same exact make, same exact shoe, except for 2 different colors. And she laughed and laughed at herself. And I thought, take a lesson, Sherry. That would probably have ruined, back in the day, that would have just ruined my day to think I'd walked out in public with shoes that didn't match. And she just laughed and laughed. It wouldn't have fazed her at all. You come in with a chip on your shoulder, that's going to affect, you're not going to be more ready to hear. You're going to be less ready to hear. I'm going to repeat this over and over and over. It's such a simple concept, but I think it is very, very important. How do you keep your foot once you get into the church building? Worship starts, opening prayer. Oh, wonder who's here. Oh, looky there. She finally made it to church. Oh, what are they wearing? Are you keeping your foot during prayer? Are you walking through it? Are you stepping in it? It's going to be hard to shake that off during the opening song and during the congregationals and during the choir song because you're stepping in it. And now you've got all these thoughts and things to kind of get rid of so you can have a good worship. For almost 20 years, I taught Sunday school to the 1, 2, and 3-year-olds. And if I've said this once, I've said it many times. When it was time to pray, what did I say? Children, similar to Sister Karen, fold your hands, bow your head, and close your eyes. That helps us to quit stepping in it during prayer. I'm just saying. If your head's bowed and your eyes are closed and your hands are folded, and believe you me, when I had children, their hands needed to be folded because they were reaching over and smacking their siblings. It keeps you from stepping in things that are going to hinder worship. What's your attitude during congregational singing or during the preaching? Are you checking your phone? Are you texting a friend? Are you talking too much? You're stepping in it. These things are going to make you less likely to hear. If you're doing these things, don't be surprised if you leave church and like the people in Isaiah, you say, I don't understand. I didn't perceive what just happened. I know what happened tonight. I didn't catch the message. I don't remember the title. Well, you had stuff on the sole of your foot. You didn't keep your foot. In Deuteronomy 10 and 12, God says, Israel, what does the Lord require of you? And then the end of that verse says, walk in his ways. Oh, we like to walk in our ways. I had to give in the morning. I want to walk where I want to walk. I want to do the things that I want to do. But we read that Enoch and Noah and Abraham walked with God. Well, to walk with God, that means you got to walk the same place as he's walking. Brother Steve and I decide to go take a walk on the bike path tomorrow night. And he wants to go north and I'm going to go south. We're not walking together. We're going to be walking separate. We're not walking with God unless we're walking where he places his feet. He's not going to step in it. He's keeping his foot and he'll keep our foot if we watch where he's stepping. In Leviticus 10 and 3, God says, I will be treated as holy. I'm summarizing there. That's not exactly the quote. What happened in that chapter was Nadab and Abihu decided, they were priests, they were sons of the high priest, and they were supposed to take care of the fire, and they offered strange fire. So some commentators say it was common fire. Perhaps they brought it from their own tent. But they were not treating the things of God holy, as God said, and fire came down and consumed them. And I can only imagine how upset Aaron was, and Moses was talking to Aaron. He said, Aaron, God said, I will be treated as holy. So when we think about keeping your foot, and to me, I think dirt's pretty common. Are we tracking in anything common? Anything that's hindering our worship? Anything that makes God angry? I think a lot of us, especially we ladies, spend a lot of time preparing our bodies for church. Make sure the hair is right, the face is clean, the clothes are where they need to be. Are we keeping our foot? Are we keeping our foot? If our minds have been far from God all week, we've been walking out here in places that are not good for us, or we're just lazy in our devotions, and we're not thinking about God, we're not giving the time that he needs from us, how can we expect when we walk in the church building to just switch it on like a light switch, and it's going to happen? We're not wired that way. And so my question to you as I close tonight is, what is on the bottom of your spiritual shoe? Have you been keeping your foot so that you might be more ready to hear? Or have you been stepping in it? Are you tracking anything into worship? Young people, watch your step.